each way at $7.50 to win and $2.30 to play. So that punter was pretty happy with the victory of Astern there in the run to the Rose. Another bit of an upset in the Premier's Cup there, with Sense of Occasion getting the money, eventually starting into $8.50. Singing was an easing second favourite, finished second, and Allergic unfortunately just couldn't get out at any stage. And in the last, the favourite punters were hoping to get out, and they certainly did with Shetwood, who eventually was backed into $2.70. So a mixed bag there. Some of the plungers, they really came off, Kevin, but there were a couple of rough results. But as you've talked about with Joycey, well done again on the first there yesterday with Mandalong Kiss at that $21 quote.
Yeah, thanks, Trent, and thanks for helping us out throughout our first season of the show, The Wrap. And as we're closing off in a couple of minutes, we'll look forward to speaking to you again down the track.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
But Trent's not going anywhere, because Tab Talk is up soon with Jono talking NRL. And also Adam Hamilton's going to come on and chat about the big day of harness racing at Melton.
So. He will, Kevin. It's a fantastic day at Tabcorp Park, Melton. The Breeders' Crown, 8 Group 1 finals, and he'll be back on Sky Racing there, providing all the in-depth coverage. It's going to be a bumper day there for the trots.
All righty, good on you, Trent. Speak to you soon. Trent Langscale. We do have Thoroughbred Weekly on next Sunday morning from 9 o'clock with Greg Radley and Ron Duffersey and Nick Ashburn. So that's what will be on the radio next Sunday. Paul, thank you for doing the wrap with me. It's been great fun. We've had some wonderful interviews, great guests, all very giving of their time.
Oh, exactly, Kev. And look, I just want to thank all the guests we've had giving up their time on a Sunday morning to come and talk to us. It's been an absolute privilege. All the producers that have produced our shows have been great. Obviously, we must thank Andrew Bensley, whose idea it was to get the wrap on air. He gave me an open slate as to what I wanted to do, and the co-hosting with you has been fantastic. Obviously, your dedication to the show has really helped. So, smooth, enjoyable transition back into the radio studio for me. It had been a few years I'd been out. It's been extremely lot of fun, and hopefully we've informed and entertained the punters out there, and even non-race girls, if they've been listening, hopefully they've developed a bit of an interest into the sport that we love. So absolute pleasure. Hopefully we come back after the spring, and I'll be looking forward to it.
Good on you, Paul. Enjoy your spring carnival time, and keep those good tips coming. And of course, Paul will not be a stranger to your ears on Sky Sports Radio. You hear him all the time, and it's great to have him as part of the team. Just after 10 o'clock, this has been The Wrap. In just a moment, it is Tab Talk.
Punters Postmortem brings you the best racing analysis.
Join Ron Duffersey,
Dean Lester
and Glenn Munsey as they cover all the feature racing and take your calls. Punters Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9, here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
In the world of standard bred sires, Lincoln Royal has built quite a reputation. This stunning looking son of Mac 3, bred on the same cross as North America's leading sire, Some Beach Somewhere, has certainly impressed the experts. Cran Dalgetty, Bruce Negus, and Colin DeFilippi have all hailed his progeny as some of the best in their stables. At just $1,650, Lincoln Royal is outstanding value. For more info, visit lincolnroyal.com.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback, and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
There are gates open, they're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic.
It's the first time he's finished above a GP in Phillip Island. Mark Marquez does it in style down under.
With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, it is Tab Talk here, 10:04. Kevin Wolfe joined by Trent Langscale again from tab.com.au. Still with me, Trent?
Still here, Kevin.
All righty, and we're joined also by Adam Hamilton, who I'm sure is emotionally aroused about the day ahead. Adam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Nice way to sum it up. It's actually true. I think everyone realises that I've got a real passion for the harness racing, and I'm on my way out to the track now, and thrilled to say that Harness Racing Victoria has pulled off a little bit of a coup by getting Josh Jenkins, the Adelaide Crows star forward, to be their ambassador for the Breeders' Crown. And as much as Josh would have been crushed by the Crows' defeat on Friday night, which has certainly hurt their premiership chances, much to the professionalism and the credit of the guy, he's arrived at Melton this morning, and he's already been texting saying he's looking forward to a big day. So Josh is a passionate harness man, far more than just token ambassador, and we're thrilled to say that for those that will be joining the Sky Racing TV coverage, we'll be kicking off a preview from Melton at 11:45, and Josh Jenkins will be part of that preview, Kevin.
So, Adam, we have the Miracle Mile, we have the Inter Dominion, both landmarks on a calendar. Where does the Breeders' Crown Finals Day fit in the grand scheme of harness racing in this country?
I think it is, and this might sound sacrilege to the traditionalists, but I think it now holds its spot of importance right alongside those two events. It is truly an Australasian event, and you can see that by the fact of how many Kiwis are here lining up today. And it's not just Mark Burton and Natalie Rasmussen. We'll talk more about them soon. But Paul Nairn, the king trainer of trotters on either side of the ditch, is here with two massive chances in Wilma's Mate and also Conan Breed, their favourite to win their two Breeders' Crown Finals. But, of course, the Dunn family, Robert, John and Dexter, they've got Franco Cristiano here as well, and there's a smattering of other Kiwi flavour right throughout the day. And I just think it's such a crucial event. The debate for another time is whether it's on at the right time of year. It is very, very deep, virtually, it is the tail end of the season, and you could argue that some horses might be, you know, at the end of long, long campaigns by the time they get to the Breeders' Crown. But that said, we're in store for something pretty special coming up later on today.
Adam, it's been a fantastic carnival as it began at Bendigo, and as the two of us have watched it grow from other country tracks in Victoria now to Tabcorp Park, Melton, also the time when it was at Moonee Valley, and you just have a look at some of the pacers and the trotters that are in action today, and even though it won't be one of the more competitive races on the program, race four is for the three-year-old pacing colts and geldings, and we get to see the star, Our Waikiki Beach, in action.
We do, and any big race day needs a superstar to hang its hat on, and you're right. I mean, Our Waikiki Beach is as close as you can get to a certainty of the races, and he's a guaranteed one winner, if you like, for Mark Burton. Of course, he's only been beaten one time in his amazing 23-star career so far, and he ran second. He's a really, really special horse. Just how far he'll go and whether he'll be an Inter Dominion Miracle Mile horse remains to be seen, but he's had a superstar career so far, and he is the headlined act of the day. He's the rock star of the day, Trent, and, you know, barring accidents, he'll be winning on what we saw both in the semi-final and the fact that he's drawn beautifully on the front row where he should just be controlling the race from in front.
Our Waikiki Beach is $1.10, and that is race four for the three-year-old pacing colts and geldings. So if there's probably one sure one for the day, that's probably the one there. And despite there's plenty of highlights on the card, Adam, and we're going not go through each race because we'll have Greg Hayes on at 10:30 as well to go through the program. But early on in the first race for the three-year-old trotting fillies, you've mentioned Wilma's Mate, who has been supported from $1.40 into $1.35. The second race is for the two-year-old trotting fillies. But then you get to the third race for the two-year-old trotting colts and geldings. And throughout the week, Illawong Byron has been easy as the odds-on favourite from $1.60 to $1.75. And the main support has been for Custodian, who's been $3 into $2.40.
Yeah, Custodian, one of the five Mark Burton-trained runners on this day. And probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, people thought, oh, it's just going to be another Mark Burton fest and he'll win 3 or 4 races on the day. Custodian is a definite winning chance. Illawong Byron's an outstanding talent, but Trent and Kevin, these are two-year-old trotters, and, you know, big occasion towards the end of their two-year-old trotting seasons. You'd be a brave person to take really short odds about them. Custodian galloped at Melton in his final lead-up race last time, and Illawong Byron, as good as he's been in recent times, has also done a few things wrong at different stages this season. But he's a tremendous talent, Illawong Byron. Look, if he's able to lead, he should be too good. But on what I saw of them in the Redwood Trot a couple of weeks back, I don't think there's anything between them. Hence the fact that Custodian has been a firmer, getting closer to Illawong Byron's price, and Illawong Byron's been a drifter. And just quickly on Mark Burton, we mentioned Waikiki Beach looked a winner. But Trent and Kevin, Mark Burton, he's not going to dominate this day. I think a line for Mark Burton would be 2 wins on the day, maybe even only 1.5 wins, to be honest. Waikiki Beach will be a winner, but he's got Pacing Major in race 6. He was disappointing in his semi, drawn the back row, and he's at $4.20. Then he's got Partion in race 7. Now, Party On's an immensely talented, lightly raced two-year-old filly. She's, Trent, I think she's been a drifter in race seven, Party On, and I think rightly so. I think she should be closer to $2.
Yeah, with that race seven, that's for the two-year-old pacing fillies. Party On there, $1.70. You have Miss Graceland at $3.50. Petacular at $5. And they're the three main chances there for the two-year-old pacing fillies final. So that's another draw card. We keep saying it, but there's plenty of them on the for the eight group ones there this afternoon at Tabcorp Park, Melton. So that's another big one. And just for the punters as well, Kevin, there has been a change to the exotic leg. So the early quaddie is on races 3 through to 6. The main quaddie, if you will, is on races 7 through to 10, and the daily double is on races 8 and 10. So that is important that Adam's touched on race 7 there, the two-year-old pacing fillies, because that will actually be the first leg of the quaddie today at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Just a couple of the other features as well, Adam. Race 5 for the three-year-old pacing fillies. There has been one that's been well supported throughout the week, and it is Heaven's Trend, even though in the red, $1.75 into $1.50, so a lot of confidence there. And in race 6 for the two-year-old pacing Colts and Geldings, Tingira Beach is the well-regarded favourite at $1.55, and Pacing Major was actually the all-in favourite before the semi-finals, but as you've referenced, now $4.20.
Yeah, big changes in that particular race, of course. You know, Tingira Beach for the powerful New South Wales combination, husband and wife now in Shane Tritton and Lauren Tritton. They've got a tremendous opinion of this two-year-old. The one little query is whether Tingira Beach will have sufficient speed to lead early. You would think so on the semi-final, but I don't think it's a given. There's no doubt Pacing Major can improve. I mean, Mark Purden's had 3 or 4 weeks in Victoria with these horses, and, you know, he is the genius in any racing code of peaking his horses for the big day. So if you thought any of his was slightly disappointing in the semis last week, you can expect that, that they will go up another notch on this grand final day. And I certainly want to acknowledge the influence of Emma Stewart and her training and life partner in Clayton Tonkin. You know, whilst we're used to Mark Purden training up, turning up and dominating these meetings, the dominance today, barring major upsets, will be Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin. They've got, in that race 5, the three-year-old filly, they've got the first and second favourites and another runner in the race as well, Heaven's Trend, Rock and Roll Magic and Wirrily School. I think Heaven's Trend will use the good draw to lead, win and hold off Rock and Roll Magic, who will sit on her back. They've also got Our Little General, part owned by our great mate, Andrew Bensley. It's an $8 shot from a wide draw in race 6. And then they finish off with race 7, Miss Graceland. I think she's one of the value bets of the day, one that I'm keen on that won't be odds on at the $3.50 you mentioned. And then just a pretty tidy finish to the day for Emma Stewart. In race 8, Ideal for Real's $1.35 favourite. And in race 10, Delight Me, the four-year-old mare, is at $1.65. So whilst our Waikiki Beach is the headline act of the day, the harness purists are looking at race 8 and Ideal for Real. Many people think, including Emma Stewart, that in the next 6 to 12 months, Ideal for Real will be running in races like the Miracle Mile and the Inter-Dominion. So there's a horse with a star next to his name to watch out for in race 8 today.
All right, now for yourself, Adam, as you mentioned, you're heading out there to Tabcorp Park, Melton, and there's going to be plenty of coverage there on Sky Racing. We're going to have Greg Hayes on just after 10:30 with Chasing and Pacing to go through everything that's going to be occurring there at the track, and we're going to hear from Jason Bonington and Blake Redden as well as part of the coverage throughout the afternoon. If we were to get sort of, for yourself, a best bet, one perhaps at a little bit of a price, and maybe one at each way odds that could be around, say, over the $10 mark that could cause a boil over.
Yeah, okay. So the one that I like of the favourites today that's going to be backable is in race 7, number 4, Miss Graceland. Lightly raced filly. She's only had the 3 runs for 2 wins and a really good second in the semi. Most importantly, she's drawn best of the big three in race 7. So if she can show gate speed for Gavin Lang and use that draw, gee, I think she's going to be hard to beat. I thought she was enormous in defeat in the semi-final. So at that $3.50 mark, race 7, number 4, Miss Graceland. And the one that's value, and no bias in this one, but Andrew Bensley's horse, Our Little General, race 6, number 8.
Jeez.
Look, this has got out to crazy odds, Kevin and Trent. It's out to around the $8 mark, and it did win a semi-final, and I don't think there's any certainty Tingira Beach will be able to hold the lead from the inside draw. So our little general will run a mighty race for you at each way odds, and if it does happen, a salute. We better change the rosters. I think Andrew Benz will be in it all next week, guys.
Well, Adam, I'd be jumping on that price now, because once Benz unloads, it'll be in about $4, I reckon.
Exactly, and there's a lot of powerful owners in it with the great Hoss. So, but we wish him all the best anyway. He's had a lot of recent success with Yankee Rockstar, and he's involved in another really nice one here with our little general, guys.
I don't know how he has the time to do it. Anyway, good luck to him. Adam, thank you to also for your time this morning here. What a great day it is, and justifiably excited about the day ahead. So thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to your coverage all day.
Good stuff. Just a reminder, that Sky Racing TV preview on Sky One kicks off at 11:45 with Greg Hayes, Jason Bonington and Josh Jenkins.
Thanks, Adam. Have a good day. Adam Hamilton there, and you'll be hearing Greg Hayes with the late mail all afternoon here ahead of each race on Sky Sports Radio. As we continue Tab Talk, we'll get John O'Farr on speaking about the NRL in just a moment. Any markets you want to go through before you do that, Trent?
Oh, just quickly, Kevin, we'll go through the last three games in the AFL home and away season. The early one, no finals implications here. 1.10, the first bounce at Etihad Stadium. St Kilda is $1.07. Brisbane, $8.50. The line is 55.5. So St Kilda the win by over 39.5. The favourite option at $1.55. 3.20 at the MCG. Hawthorn, $1.28. And Collingwood, $3.70. The line is 24.5. Hawthorn by under 39.5 points, the favoured way at $2.15. And it is important for the Hawks, because if they do win, they jump up to third. And then all of a sudden, Kevin will have a all-Sydney qualifying final between the Swans and the Giants at ANZ Stadium in a fortnight. And then the Twilight match, $4.40 at Domain Stadium. Fremantle is $3.05. The Western Bulldogs, $1.37, with a line of 18.5. And the Bulldogs to win by under 39.5 is the $1.90 favourite for the margin betting. In the cricket, we have the third of five one-day internationals between Sri Lanka and Australia. That starts at 7 o'clock this evening. The series currently at one apiece. Sri Lanka $2.15 and Australia $1.70. And also the EPL, Kevin, a couple of matches to finish round three. From 10:30, West Brom, they're $2.45 favourites at home to Middlesbrough, who are $2.90. The draw at $3.10. And then at 1 in the morning, Manchester City $1.25 when they entertain West Ham at $8.50. The draw for that game at $6.
All righty, well done. 17 past 10 as we chat rugby league with Jono Farr from the Big Sports Breakfast. Morning to you, Jono. I've got no smart introduction this week.
Oh, that's disappointing, Kev. You'll have to lift your game there, mate. But it's been an exciting weekend so far for rugby league fans, no doubt.
Well, let's just go through the various, I guess, permutations, if you like. The Storm can finish first or second. The Sharks can finish first, second or third. The Raiders can finish second or third. Cowboys fourth or fifth. Broncos fourth or fifth. Bulldogs, fifth or sixth. Fourth, if there's a massive swing around in for and against. The Panthers, sixth or seventh. And again, for and against will have a big role there. The Titans can be eighth or ninth. The Tigers can be eighth, ninth or tenth. The Warriors can be eighth, ninth and tenth. It's just an extraordinary situation with one round to go. How many spots in the eight are still up for grabs and where they finish?
Oh, look, I think the eight's pretty much set the way that it is. There might be a few little changes, as you described there, you know, sides finishing third or second or first. There's going to be a really great battle for that minor premiership as we run into round 26 next weekend. I think really maybe that 6, 7 and 8 position in the eight will be the one to have the most change. The Warriors, they need to win and win big the next couple of games. The Tigers, I think they've still got some sort of mathematical chance, but they need to win by probably about 2,000 for the next 2 weeks. I think that 6, 7 and 8 positions are going to be the biggest change in the eight. You might see maybe one of those teams get in that are just outside the eight, like the Warriors or the Tigers. But yeah, I think the eight's pretty much set the way it is. And geez, it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks. Finals footy, you've got to love it as a rugby league fan. And it's just brilliant stuff to watch over the next 2 weeks, boys.
But the top four itself, though, with the Storm or the Sharks finishing first or second, the winner, of course, will be playing the Cowboys, hosting the Cowboys. So the Cowboys playing the Sharks or the Storm or maybe the Raiders. So you'd love the Raiders to finish high up. I reckon a lot of people are jumping on board the Raiders here.
Yeah, the green machine are firing. Look out, here they come. You can't discount them. They're a massive chance for the premiership. They've been a bit of an X-factor team, as Matty King on the Big Sports Breakfast sort of described them earlier in the week. But I think they're a little bit more than that. They're starting to show some great ability, some great maturity at this time of year. None of the side, or not many of the side, have played finals footy, and they certainly haven't played finals footy together. So it'll be an interesting thing to see how far they can actually go into the final. But yeah, next weekend it's going to be a big test for them. Final pressure, I think, will come a bit early for the Raiders. So it'll be a good test for them in round 26 to see if they can keep going and see how deep they can go into September and possibly appear on that first Sunday in October.
Well, the main shake-up in the market, Jono, did come from Friday night's match where Melbourne lost at Amy Park to Brisbane. So the Storm, they're still the premiership favourites at $4. North Queensland now hot on their hammer at $4.50. Cronulla at $5. Canberra $6.50. Brisbane at $7. You've got Canterbury and Penrith both at $15. And then the Warriors and Gold Coast at $67. And it just whets the appetite because all of a sudden now you've got the minor premiership on the line next week when the Storm host the Sharks at Amy Park.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting fortnight of rugby league. You know, the Storm, you know, they were brilliant against the Sea Eagles last week with four tries to Vunivalu. But on Friday night, they just couldn't come out of the boxes. Brisbane shut them down. That try earlier, Sam Thaiday, really set the platform. They came out, they had that determined, structured game plan, the Broncos, and they were really unstoppable. They really cut the options down that the Storm have been famous for, you know, that sort of combination work that they have between Kronk and Smith and their strength out wide with Vunivalu and Chambers and Corabidi and then Cameron Munster at the back. The Broncos, you know, they've been up and down ever since their win against Parramatta. They've lifted a little bit. They're really starting to show that they can be there in September and cause a few headaches. But, yeah, the Storm, it's just so hard to pick a premiership winner at this point. You know, a lot of people were saying that the Storm were clear favourites, but, you know, they've sort of been playing alternative football. You know, some weeks they're great, some weeks they're poor. The Raiders, they've sort of been showing some skills, but, you know, they were sort of a little bit disappointing despite beating Parramatta last week. You know, you look at the Cowboys, they really played themselves back into form against the Bulldogs on Thursday at Belmore. And then, of course, you know, it might be another team like the Bulldogs or the Broncos or, you know, I mean, it's just going to be such an interesting final series and it's going to be 3 weeks of really entertaining, close football. And I think, you know, teams are just going to have to find a new way to win or maybe change up the way they've been winning or playing to really find themselves in those two valuable spots on grand final day in 2016, boys.
All righty, well, let's look at this afternoon then, Jono. Warriors and Tigers, you got Newcastle and South, and tomorrow night, Parramatta and the Dragons. Talk us through your fearless tips for these matches. In fact, firstly, Trent, what's the market for these for the Warriors-Tigers at this stage?
Yeah, the 2 o'clock match at Mount Smart Stadium, you've got the Warriors $1.28, West Tigers $3.65. The line is 10.5 for the margin, betting the Warriors 13-plus at $2.10, and by 1 to 12 at $3.10. West Tigers by 1 to 12 at $4.50, and by 13 or more at $11. And Solomon Ikata and Manu Vadavai, they share favouritism at $8 for the first try scorer here, Jono.
This is going to be an interesting game of rugby league. The Warriors and the Tigers, it's 9th v 10th. There's so many ramifications for the 8th for this particular contest. The Tigers need to win by a lot. The Warriors, I think, just need to win, but win well. It'll be played at Mount Smart Stadium, so that certainly advantages the Warriors. A little disappointing a couple of weeks ago against South, but they've had a pretty good home record right across the 2016 season. It's been an ordinary fortnight of form by the Warriors, so they really need to return to that winner's circle. They lost to the Cowboys and the Bunnies. The Tigers, they've dropped off, I reckon, since beating the Cowboys at Leichhardt a couple of weeks ago. They beat them 26-14, but, you know, it was the Titans' heartbreaking loss, the boot of Jarrod Hayne, that cost them the loss there at Campbelltown, 19-18. And then last week, they really just couldn't take a trick against the red-hot Panthers side, 40-10. A good battle to watch will be Sean Johnson taking on Luke Brooks. Bit of experience, bit of youth. They've got plenty of pace, these two young blokes, in the halfback role, and they can be game breakers. This is going to be a real decision maker for this game this afternoon. And then the two Davids going head-to-head in the fullback role, David Norfoluma taking on David Busatua. Both have got plenty of great try-scoring abilities in 2016. They've had superb form. They're really good under the high ball. So it's going to be great to see the two Davids go head-to-head. The Warriors, they're coming off their loss to the Cowboys. They were never a chance. The Cowboys, really a superb team. They're really starting to click at the right time of year, and we saw that against the Bulldogs on Thursday night as well. So they played the Cowboys back in a form. The Tigers, they're coming off their heavy loss to the Panthers, but what an array of talent Penrith fans have got in that side. You know, they played really well against the Titans last night. Of course, speak of Matt Moylan, who kicked the field goal that beat the Titans last night. Tyrone Peachey, Dallin Watini-Zelezniak, Bryce Cartwright, Leilani Leitu, Nathan Cleary, Peter Wallace. You know, they're a really great side, the Panthers team, and they really demonstrated against the Tigers last week. They missed Tedesco. An interesting stat to consider when you're placing your bets this afternoon, and of course, gamble responsibly, but the Tigers, they've only won once in four trips across the ditch since 2008. So a pretty poor record since 2008, obviously 8 years ago. The Warriors, I like them this afternoon, and I like that price trend at $3.10 for 1 to 12. So I'm going the Warriors 1 to 12. And David Nofaluma, the big flying, normally winger, but now fullback this afternoon, to score the first try this afternoon in that contest across the ditch.
Okay, and then the 4 o'clock match at Hunter Stadium, Newcastle, just waiting to get the season over and done with there, $4.25. South rejuvenated, but a little too late at $1.22, the line at 13.5. So you've got the Rabbitohs by 13+, the favoured way for the margin betting at $1.95, and by 1 to 12 at $3.10. The Knights to prevail by 1 to 12 at $5.25, and by 13+ at $11. The first try scorer, as you would expect, dominated by Rabbitohs players Greg Inglis and Alex Johnston, the $8 equal favourites, with Joe Burgess and Aaron Gray at 9.
Yeah, it's going to be played at Hunter Stadium. I love watching rugby league there, but I don't think Knights fans have enjoyed it in 2016. They've had a really poor record there. Only the one win this season. It's been their worst win-loss record in their 28-year history. The Bunnies, they're on fire. Two big wins against the Warriors across the ditch, and then last Monday night against the Sharks. A bit of a sloppy, scrappy win, but they got the job done. The Knights, I think they just lack structure. They need to fix the basics. They need to play as a team. They've got so many individual players in that side, like Jake Marmo, Dane Gagai, Jared Mullen, Trent Hodkinson, good forwards in Matiora and Randell, and Matty Utah as well. But they're just not clicking as a unit. And I think that's really where they let themselves down last week in their loss to the Titans. That was 26-6. They had a real chance to beat the Titans, but just some mental errors and some, you know, really individual plays that didn't lead to teamwork in that second half really hurt them. The Bunnies, they're coming off their win against the Sharks. It was a brutal win against the quality side. They backed up well after their confident win over the Warriors. But the Sharks, they returned to form in a pretty fiery contest last night at Shark Park against the Roosters. Good battle to watch this afternoon will be John Sutton taking on Keone Matautai in the second row. Plenty of size, a little bit of height, and they can offload under pressure, these players. John Sutton was rated pretty highly by Matty King during the week on the Big Sports Breakfast. And then the fullback role, really looking forward to this. Greg Inglis taking on Jake Marmo. Bit of a youth for experience battle. They got plenty of pace, and both players can really bring the ball back from that six tackle kick. It's Old Boys Day in Newcastle. Normally, they've got a pretty good record on that particular day. It's a very proud tradition up there. They've put the event on really well, and I think it's a business plan that other clubs could follow. But unfortunately, I just don't think they're going to get the win this afternoon. They last played earlier this year. It was 48-6 against the Rabbits. I've got a feeling we're going to see a similar score due to the form of the Rabbits and the form of the Knights. Going for the Bunnies, 13+. Just need to return to the winner's form in terms of my tipping. So I'm going to go there. So I like the $1.95 for there. And Alex Johnson, the crafty little number two. I reckon he's got a try in him this afternoon. So I reckon he'll score across the 80 minutes somewhere there, and like the $8 price for that one, boys.
All right, and just quickly, tomorrow night, Jono, Parramatta $1.43, St George Illawarra $2.85, the line there, 5.5.
Yeah, Eels v Dragons, 15-11, and a bit of an emotional game on Monday night. It'll be played at Pertec Stadium, which will be the last ever match played at that stadium, Pertec Stadium, Parramatta Stadium, whatever you want to call it. 30 years since their first clash. It was March 18, 1986. It was a 36-6 win, Parramatta over St George, and the NEC big game for the old school rugby league fans like myself on Channel 10. I'm sure the Parramatta fans would love to have that 1-17 out on the paddock on a Monday night, but unfortunately they don't. The Eels have had mixed form despite their two losses against the Broncos and the Raiders. They lost poorly to the Broncos. They improved a little bit, led early against the Raiders, but just really couldn't get the job done against the quality opposition in the Canberra side. The Dragons had a bad loss against the Roosters last week. I'm not sure what happened. But then they had the good win against the Sharks. So a bit of mixed form for them as well. Good battle will be Bevan French taking on Josh Dugan in the fullback role. Plenty of pace. They can score tries. Really exciting to watch Bevan French. Tyson Brazil going up against Manu Ma'u in the second row. This will be another good one to watch. Plenty of size and they're good ball runners. The Eels, they're coming off their loss against the Raiders. 4 second 40 cost them dearly in that contest. They lost 28-18. And the Dragons, well, they're coming off their loss to the Roosters. They never really turned up. I reckon they might have gone to the SCG or possibly Henson Park where the Roosters used to play in the 80s. They lost 42-6. So it's sort of step over the carcass and start again, as a friend of mine would say. The Eels, I like them. I think they're going to send out the stadium a winner, like they brought the stadium in a winner. I like them 1-12. I think the Dragons have got a little bit of ability, so they can't lose 13+. So I'm going to go Eels 1-12. And Bevan French, that exciting little fullback, to score another try across the 80 minutes, boys.
All right, Jono, you've got $5 left in your betting account for your life. Who do you put it on to win the comp at this stage?
Oh, that is a very good question. I'm going to go, you know what? I dare to dream. The Canberra Raiders, they've been playing brilliant football, great mix of youth and experience in that side. They've got Ricky Stewart as a coach. He knows what it takes to win a comp as a player and a coach. Dare to dream, go the Raiders, $5 on the green machine, boys.
Yeah, they should have had it on 6 months ago when they were 50 or 60 to 1.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
All right, win's a win. Jono, love your work. Take the rest of the day off and we'll catch you with the BSB from tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you, Trent.
Jono Farr from the Big Sports Breakfast. Trent, that about wraps it up for today.
Going to be a big day, Kevin, and looking forward to plenty, especially with the trots at Tabcorp Park, Melton. And once again, a couple of matches in the NRL and the AFL home and away season finishes, and there's the week off, and then they get into the finals for both codes.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? The week off before the semis in the AFL. That's only a new concept, isn't it?
This will be the first and only time, Kevin, they'll have it.
Yeah, I can't believe they're giving up a weekend in Melbourne to the Storm.
Yes, I'll be there for it.
Oh, well, of course you will. working. Yeah, thank you, Trent.
Thanks, Kevin.
Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. In just a moment, it's Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio offers a wide range of racing programs.